You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Hey, Chaf Aleph, Chapter 5, Paragraph 21 here in the Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah elucidated. Sorry about the laundry going in the background. This time we want it to be loud, but not to wake up the kids here in the nighttime. So I apologize about in advance. Looking at the Mishnah, Hu Hayo Omer, he used to say, Ben Chamesh Shanim LaMikra, Ben Eser LaMishnah, Ben Shlosh Esrei LaMitzvos, Ben Chamesh Esrei LaTalmud, Ben Shmona Esrei LaChupa, Ben Esrim LerDof, Ben Shloshim LaKoach, Ben Arbaim LaBina, Ben Chamishim LaEitza, Ben Shishim LaZikna, Ben Shivim LaSeva, Ben Shmonim LaGvura, Ben Tishim LaSuach. Ben Mea Ke'ilu Meis Va'avar Ovatam in Olam. So different ages about different things that at least the Mishnah and the Gemara would talk about that was supposed to happen in life. Obviously some of them are different nowadays, but some of them still make a lot of sense in general. He used to say, Shmuel HaKatan, some talk about that the tractate place the statement of Shmuel HaKatan, when your enemy falls and not be glad immediately before our Mishnah, Tosfos Yontif points out. So a five-year-old begins to learn scripture, to learn Tanakh. Once a child reaches his fifth birthday, he's ready to learn scripture. A teacher should not accept students under this age, Rabban Yona points out. However, even before the minimum age, his father should teach him the Hebrew letters and the kudos, vowelization marks, Rav. Rav provides scripture sources for this and most of the other teachings of the Mishnah. So a 10-year-old begins to learn Mishnah. 5 years is the amount of time needed to master a subject, Rav points out. Therefore, a child needs 5 years to study scripture. After the 5 years are over, when he is 10, he starts learning Mishnah. He does not learn the Mishnayos with the Gemara at this point because his mind is yet not sufficiently developed to study Gemara, as the Tosfos Tiferes Yisrael points out. Although Gemara is harder than Mishnah, which itself is harder than scripture, 5 years are given for each one because a child's mind becomes stronger as he gets older, as Medrash Shmuel points out. A 13-year-old becomes obligated to observe the mitzvah, so bar mitzvah. At the age of 13, a boy becomes an adult who is biblically obligated to perform all the mitzvahs in the Torah, of course, being a bar mitzvah. However, even before 13, he must perform the mitzvahs according to rabbinic law, so that he'll be accustomed to doing them when he is biblically obligated, as Rashi points out. 15-year-old begins to study Talmud Gemara. Ideally, one should get married young, because later on, one's physical desires may cause him to sin. On the other hand, if one gets married too early, we're actually going ahead for a second, an 18-year-old studies and goes to the wedding canopy, the chuppah, because one should really get married young, otherwise one's physical aspects may cause him to sin. On the other hand, if he gets married too early, the burden of supporting a family will prevent him from learning. Marrying at 18 strikes the right balance, Machshavichi points out. For the next 2 years, when his family is still small, does not need to be not need so much time to support them, he'll be able to complete his 5 years of Gemara. So at 15, he starts Gemara, 18 to get married, 20-year-old to be pursuing a livelihood. Obviously, nowadays, this is not exactly as what we do. The age of 20, when a man has already studied scripture, he starts to pursue a livelihood. When he already studied scripture, Mishnah, and Gemara, and is married and has children, he must actively pursue a livelihood. Rav, first explanation, obviously, in the olden days, they got married much, much, much younger. Alternatively, the Mishnah means that at the age of 20, a man is pursued and punished for his actions. Once he is 20, a person can be punished by the heavenly court. Rav points out, although one becomes biblically obligated to fulfill the Torah laws when he's 13, one is liable to punishment at the hands of heaven only for what he does after he turns 20. A 30-year-old has attained strength. At the age of 30, a man's physical strength is at its peak, Tiferes Yisrael points out. 40-year-old has gained understanding. The term bina, understanding, refers to the ability to derive one piece of information from another. This is needed for deciding questions of halacha because many halachos are not stated explicitly anywhere, must be derived from that which is stated. A person attains this ability in full measure at the age of 40, Rashi points out. A 50-year-old is ready to give advice. At the age of 50, a person can give profound advice because he has experienced so much, Rashi points out. A 60-year-old is in old age. When one is 60, the physical signs of old age begin to appear, Rashi points out. When a person has turned 60, he has to give serious consideration to the fact that the end of his life is approaching and he should increase his efforts in God's service, Magen Avos points out. 7-year-old is at a ripe old age. At the age of 70, the physical signs of old age are fully apparent, Rashi points out. Mimnei Seva Takum in Vayikra talks about in the presence of a person of ripe old age, you shall rise. The mission teaches this obligation applies when the person is at least 70. Tiferes Yisrael points out. 80-year-old shows power. One needs the power of God to reach the 80-year-old mark, as it says in Tehillim, the days of our years among them are 70 years from Tzadi. And if with power 80 years, Yimei Shivim Shana B'Im B'Gavura Shmonim Shana. Alternatively, the Mishnah is speaking not of physical strength, but of spiritual strength. By the age of 80, a person's physical drives have weakened, enabling him spiritual side to become the dominant force in his life. He will thus find it easier to study Torah and do mitzvot, spiritual points out. But at 90, a person is at the age of stooping. He walks while bent over, Rav points out. Alternatively, lesuach means to the ditch. Rav points out, the Mishnah thus means a 90-year-old is close to death, being buried in a grave. Rashi points out, 100-year-olds is if he died and passed away and ceased from the world. The age of 100, a person is barely living, his eyesight is poor, he has no energy, his mind is feeble. Rashi points out, at each age, we should try to do what we can to capitalize on that age. Getting kids to start Chumash when they're 5 and Mishnah when they're 10. Obviously Bar Mitzvah and then Gemara at 15, and help them start cultivating what they want to do for a living over those ages when they're getting older. So we think about the different ages, how we can contribute to the world, what we can do for the world, how we can do great things in this world, thinking about ages and thinking about what we can contribute in our life. Join us next time as we talk about delving into the Torah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.